And good morning, and welcome to another edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:07, currently in Wausau. As I look out the window, eyewitness weather. Eyewitness looking out the window, mostly cloudy skies, another mild start, temperature of 28 degrees. We'll get more details on the weather coming up in just a few minutes. We'll be joined by meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It appears it's going to be a mild and a warm, I should say a mild and a warm, of course it is, mild and a sunny week here in central Wisconsin. We'll get all the details coming up in just a few minutes at 8:20. Also then at 8:34, we'll be bringing back a discussion I had yesterday on Up North News. I was substituting for Pat Kreitlow on Up North News the last couple of days. Had a chance to talk to Tony Gonzalez. We'll have part of that conversation coming up at 8:34 this morning. And then in hour number two tonight, it is the start of the high school girls basketball playoffs and the Marathon Red Raiders in action against Ladysmith, a game that we will have on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app, while I will be live on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 with high school girls hockey, a sectional semifinal between the Central Wisconsin Storm and Hayward. But Tom Weaver will have the Marathon girls in action. Again, playoffs beginning throughout the state of Wisconsin. And we'll talk about that, girls basketball playoffs and more, with Norbert Durst from Wissports.net. He is the lead girls basketball writer for Wissports. So that's coming up in the second hour of the program at approximately 9:20. Once again, very happy to welcome in Ian Welsh, our in-studio engineer and producer. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Chad.
I tell you, I'm talked out. I just did 2 hours, and now I'm starting all over again. I hope folks were tuned in earlier from 6 till 8. I was sitting in for Pat Kreitlow on Up North News, but you just came in a little while ago. Good to see you. I got to ask you to start things off. Did you make a decision on whether you're going to take the plunge and just off your Wowza performance over the weekend in the Drowsy Chaperone? You were saying that there were some auditions going on here early in the week for another production. Was it Noises Off? Is that correct?
Noses Off.
Noses Off. I confused. There's a show called Noises Off. There's Noses Off. Did you decide whether or not you're going to?
I'm still thinking about it. I'm not exactly sure, but I still have the rest of the afternoon thinking about it. I'll probably make a decision by probably after lunchtime, but
I think either way, it's okay. I think it's okay to take a step back after going through, and obviously an intense couple of months going through, again, a big show. I mean, Drowsy Chaperone was a big show.
It was very big.
You were dancing, you were singing, you were acting, and obviously, you know, you put all your energy into that for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And now a chance to maybe take a step back, or obviously having another great experience could be in the cards as well. So I don't think you can go wrong.
Yeah. I don't want to overextend myself too much.
That is very, you want to stay fresh. You don't want it to be where you're getting, oh, do I have to go in? You know, it's like, you always want to make sure it stays fresh. So obviously that's a terrific thing as well. So I hope you make a decision that works well for you. And we'll definitely keep asking about that.
Absolutely.
Again, as we hit February the 20th, and the Birkebeiner is going on this week. And this year, it's sad that for such an important event that they're not going to be able to do it the way they wanted to. But I wanted to bring this up because sometimes when you face an obstacle, you think, well, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? Well, a few weeks ago, it sounded like maybe they would have to cancel the Birkebeiner. But people got together and they were able to figure it out. The lack of snow this winter, especially in the North Woods, has meant, you know, lots of trouble for businesses, lots of frustration for those who enjoy being out there, enjoying outdoor activities in the winter. And then obviously the Birkebeiner. And this year, a big event because it's the 50th. You don't have the 50th all the time. So
that's right.
The 50th anniversary of the Birkebeiner. But they've been able to figure it out. It's not going to be the same, but they've been able to figure it out. The course has been reduced to a 10-kilometer loop, but the race itself will remain the same distance. It just means that skiers will make 5 trips around the loop if they are in the Birkebeiner Skate Super Tour Elite Wave. That is the top wave. But the other American Birkebeiner races will be 30K, and another will be a 20K, and then the Prince Hocken, that is the short one, that's been reduced to a 10K race. But it's coming up later in the week. Todd Alba, the Todd Alba Show here on Bow Falls Radio, he'll be broadcasting from up north at the Birkebeiner, so we'll hear more about that.
Nice.
But again, the thing about it is beyond the event itself, beyond the importance of the event, beyond obviously the economic impact it has up in Hayward, the idea that folks, again, when you really you bring people together and you say, hey, what are we going to do? How are we going to make this happen? And they were able to find a way. They've had to bring in snow. They've had to do a lot, have a lot of people step in and help. I think this is, again, a great example of possibilities when it comes to solving problems. And I think so often, myself from time to time, I will skew a little bit maybe towards a criticism of some of our elected officials. But at the same time, when we see people come together and solve a problem, I think that is something that is worth a salute and it's worth talking about as well. And I can, you know, connect it to, again, what you were just dealing with over the weekend, last 2 months. People come together, put on a great production. We see it over and over and over again in different aspects of life where, again, we can get frustrated at times about things that don't get done, but there are still people that are getting things done in a big way.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. It was nice to just make an event that a community can go to who just offer a little piece of escape away from reality and just have a fun time all together. That's one of the things I really enjoy about theater.
I've noticed here, you keep talking about getting away from reality. I sense a pattern here. I think you talked about that. You're going down, what do you call it, the looking glass, like Alice in Wonderland. You're going to be living in the looking glass here with stepping away from reality. No, it's, I know exactly what you mean. I know you're not stepping away from reality completely, but
it's just nice to get away from it once in a while.
Of stepping outside yourself in terms of taking a role that you're able to be on stage and do something a little differently.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. I think that, and again, that's something I think I've talked about as well when it comes to, I'm blanking out here, but I'm going to blame Lori. You know, Lori, our salesperson, she just arrived. She walked in front of the window. She's going to the back door. And I was in my thought, and I saw her walk across, and I completely lost my train of thought. And again, last night I got home fairly late, not too late. Had a game in Wisconsin Rapids last night. And again, I don't know about you, whenever I have to do something where I don't wake up at the normal time, and I had to wake up much earlier, a couple of hours earlier to do Up North News, I go to bed, and whenever you say, I need to fall asleep, you don't.
You can't.
You just toss around a little bit, and you toss around, and then when all is said and done, you get a lot less sleep than you should. And yeah. I'm going to apologize that the mind may not be as sharp as it should be, but it's frustrating when you have a thought, you're going to make a point, and then all of a sudden, it just goes completely out of your head. I think many people out there may be feeling the same way as I do.
Well, your mind's been working overtime, though.
Oh. Speaking of overtime, this is an interesting statistic. I wanted to, this month, I've been doing quite a few high school broadcasts.
Yeah.
And during the course of a season, maybe you get one overtime game or two overtime games or something. Mm-hmm. But here in the month of February, in the last 11 broadcasts that I have done, I've had 6 overtime games.
Oh, my
gosh. So that means they're exciting games. But they have true. 6 overtime games in the past 11 broadcasts has been amazing. Because last night had another overtime game, heartbreaker for the Newman Cardinals. They lost an OT at Assumption in boys hoops, 66-60. Assumption hit a 3-point field goal from the left corner right in front of my broadcast position with 1 second to go in regulation to force the OT. But again, it's been cool because every game has been exciting. But to have 6 OT games out of 11 is just, I've been doing this a long time. I've never had a stretch like this at all. So I'm going to have to go to the bosses and say, do I get overtime pay? I'm going overtime here. No. The fact that I don't have to pay to get into these events is something that I enjoy. But
yeah,
it's been quite a run. And got more action tonight with the Central Wisconsin Storm against Hayward in a girls hockey sectional semifinal. That means 2 games away, 2 more wins for the Storm to get to the state tournament. Storm ranked 3rd in the state, Hayward number 4. Again, we will be on the air at 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening face-off, live on Polk Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. And also, we will be in Marathon tonight as the Red Raiders take on Ladysmith in the first round of the girls' basketball playoff. That game can be heard on the sports news stream of PolkFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app starting tonight at 6:45. The time is 8:18. We're going to talk about the weather. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Brittany Merlot. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Polk Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. She's not right behind the glass right now. Brittany Merlot has not joined us yet. I don't see her. Have you seen her, Ian, yet?
Not yet. I'm still trying to see if I can.
Yeah. That's odd, because I talked to her actually in the last hour. She appears on Up North News Radio as well in the 7 o'clock hour, so had a chance to join Brittany, so hopefully she'll be with us here in just a moment. I already got the information on the weather from Brittany in the last hour, and talking about, again, the warm temperatures here in central Wisconsin and throughout the state of Wisconsin, expecting temperatures in the upper 40s to near 50, and again, we are still in the month of February.
Right.
But the days are getting longer. Have you noticed that the days are
definitely
starting to get longer?
That's a good thing, though, because it means the sunset is getting later.
Exactly right. Also, want to mention mostly cloudy skies. A few rays of sunshine right now here in Wausau, downtown Wausau, at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street here downtown. Temperature up to 29 degrees. Also, Rob over in Tigerton reporting that it is partly cloudy right now in Tigerton, 26 degrees. The fog is starting to burn away as well, and that's something we had heard about with Brittany in the last hour. And appreciate the kind words again from Rob as well. But where is Brittany? I mean, this is odd. Again, it's like one of those situations where it's just odd because normally Brittany will let me know if she's not going to be able to make it in. So it's kind of worrisome. I don't know if she took a nap after we talked in the last hour.
The only thing we changed was the camera.
Here she comes. Here she comes.
1 second.
Let's get her in here, Ian, as Brittany Merlot will join us. Brittany, what's going on here? I was wondering if we lost you there.
I was doing the news. It's primaries today, so I had to focus on all of that, and I was like, oh, no, it's 8:22? What?
Those multiple hats that you wear, right?
I sure do, but big day out there, so I highly suggest Wausau, Cronin-Wetter. Go out there and vote. We've got some big, big elections going on right now.
Yeah, mayoral primary right here in Wausau. Three candidates on the ballot. And, of course, we will play our mini game of Survivor here. We'll have one that goes away, and then we'll have two to vote on April the 2nd. But if people sometimes worry during the primary days or general election days about the weather in terms of getting to the polls, no such worries today, is there?
No winter weather headed our way like we usually have this time of year. We're just going to see a ton of sunshine out there. So a few areas are seeing some fog building in this morning. That'll be the only problem we see today, and that's going to clear on out of here within the next 30 minutes. So that'll kick out of here. The winds will start to whip up to about 20 miles per hour today, but they're a south wind. So you know we're going to get warm. We're going to climb to the upper 40s to maybe even 50 degrees today, and we'll hit that again tomorrow too. So a very warm week once again.
Is that anywhere close to a record? I have no idea what the records are for this time of year.
You know, I was looking at those. Let's see, what was today? Today is 58 degrees. That was set back in 1930. And no, I lied. It was 53 degrees today. It's 58 degrees tomorrow. So we could hit it today. I don't think tomorrow. We'll see.
58 back in 1930. Man, oh man. But
I was looking at 1930 as a lot of records were set for that. A lot of 60s were felt in the southern part of the state. And that was also an El Nino year.
It all comes together with that El Nino.
It sure does.
Lots of sunshine as well. And boy, this normally during the winter months, we go sometimes weeks without seeing the sun. It would be like overcast. We've seen the sun a lot more as well this year. I mean, that's been one of the really good aspects of it because, boy, sometimes the winter, you don't see the sun. It makes you feel bad or worse, I should say. But a lot of sunshine, and we're going to see a lot of sunshine the rest of the week, aren't we?
We sure are. Beautiful, bright blue skies are expected by this afternoon. It will stay bright and beautiful through tomorrow. We could see a few clouds increasing, though, Wednesday night and into Thursday morning as we have a chance for a few light sprinkles, maybe a few flurries, but this is so, so minor. I'm talking like a 20% chance. So mostly just clouds building in, but the sun returns again as we push into Friday and for the weekend. But we do see some cooler temperatures start to trickle in as we go towards the weekend. I'm talking highs in the low 30s for Friday and upper 30s for Saturday after we come off that 50 degree high this week.
And it does appear that the rest of February, really no significant chances of any kind of significant precipitation, is there?
I do see some actually to close out this month.
That's why you're the meteorologist and I'm not the meteorologist.
It's okay. It's okay. Things change, especially this far out. So let's hope this stays on track. I want some precipitation. We are starting in a drought here. We don't want to go into spring like that. So February 28th, it looks like. Is that a Wednesday, I think? Looks like a storm wants to hit, maybe bringing some snowfall to northwest Wisconsin, which would include us.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, what are the details for I guess you call it the midweek forecast.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are going to see highs today into the upper 40s to low 50s. Beautiful sunshine by this afternoon. A little breezy. We'll fall into the mid-20s tonight. Patchy fog is possible once again early tomorrow morning, but we'll clear on out to mostly sunny skies, highs striking 50 degrees, and we'll just keep that going on Thursday, sunny, 50, then the cooler air spills in. Those winds start to shift out of the north, a little bit breezy, but Friday and Saturday, highs into those 30s, but still bright and beautiful. So no major weather this week.
May not be able to bring out the snowmobile or the cross-country skis, but get those golf clubs cleaned up and ready to go.
Yes. Oh, I will say, I think it was in Rhinelander. There is a ski area opening up where you can cross-country ski. So.
Oh, there you go. Very good. Brittany, again, thank you for the information. I know it's a busy day for you. Enjoy the news, enjoy the weather, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Yes. Have a great day. Bye.
Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, joins us each weekday during this time frame here on Bow Falls Radio. Right now, again, in Wausau, it's starting to brighten up just a little bit, but still mostly cloudy skies here in Wausau. Temperature stands at 29 degrees. The winds are out of the east-southeast at 8 miles per hour, 16 miles per hour gusting as well. The dew point is 25, relative humidity of 85%, the barometer at 30.13 inches, and a visibility is 2.5 miles, but that's gaining as we go and burning off some of that early morning fog as well. So should be a beautiful day if you get out and about. The time is 8:28. We will have an information update. And it is a primary day here in central Wisconsin, and we'll talk more about that as we continue later in the program. But coming up next, after an information update, we'll be talking to Tony Gonzalez. At home, folks, Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
You got a great imagination.
And welcome back to At Home Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each of the last 2 days, I have started early as I've been guest hosting Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Pat off on vacation this week. And yesterday on the program, I had a chance to talk from the American Hispanic Association, Tony Gonzalez. We've had Tony on numerous times over the past year and a half since this show got on the air. And we're going to listen to part of the conversation I had with Tony yesterday on Up North News. And I started off this segment by asking about maybe some misconceptions when it comes to law enforcement and their thoughts about some of the issues, including immigration, that Tony is working on.
Yes, that's correct. I think overall, the vast majority of different police associations that I've been dealing, whether it's the Wisconsin Sheriff and Deputy Sheriff's Association, the Chiefs of Police and Deputy Chiefs, you know, the overall work from them, they want to do things that are positive. They want to include change. They want to include good relationships with the communities that they serve and everything. So they understand how important these bills are to be more representative of, again, the communities where they're at. So I've talked to sheriffs, deputy sheriffs, chiefs of police all over the state that have done an incredible contribution. They have made calls to their Senate leaders and everything to make sure that these bills go through. Whether it's talking to the Senate Minority Leader, Dianne Hassenbein, to make sure that this vote goes nice and smooth tomorrow, or whether it's talking to Senator LeMahieu, they really have expressed their want to have this. And again, you know, I mean, this I'm very fortunate that a couple years back I was able to work on the law enforcement task force that Speaker Voss had, because a lot of those relationships actually and connections talking to different law enforcement stem from the people that I got to know at that time from both sides. And so it's been fantastic. It's been really good to work with our law enforcement locally here too. The support has been fantastic. They're really looking forward.
You also mentioned that some of these bills that are being worked on not directly involving immigration. I'm going to kind of turn it on the head a little bit here.
Yeah.
We need to have some things done that are directly involved immigration. How do you look at the process of going from the smaller steps, which are very important steps, obviously, to taking, and I would call it almost the courage for some of these folks, I think that know better, to be able to be a little stronger on certain things that should be done, not just for the betterment of those that are looking for pathways or just more clear immigration rules that will lead to better life for them, but for better life for all of us, as you talk about, and we talk about the workforce issues and these other issues where there can be positives in so many different ways. But yet there's this feeling out there, I think, that if you talk about major immigration reform, people back off a little bit. How do we go from where you're working, I think, on issues that are part of the solution, but for people to actually say, okay, we're going to really dig in and find ways in all the ways that can make our area, our state, our country better by being a little more comprehensive?
Well, I believe that we really have to stop thinking that these extreme thoughts are going to be what's going to solve immigration. On one side, we're not going to let anybody in the country and we want everybody out. That's ridiculous because, you know, the number is 11 million. And if by their wishes tomorrow they woke up and 11 million people disappeared, I don't know where they're going to get their food, their milk, or how much they're willing to do. That's not going to happen. That's a ridiculous thought. And on the other hand, to allow everybody just come through a massive immigration process, it's also hurting because people are not getting vetted the correct way. We need to meet in the middle. We need to focus on what is a danger and what is a benefit to the United States. So we got out of this 11 million people that are already here in the country. There are several people that have been here for many years, have contributed. They got ways to show that they have. In particular, you know, we're going to say these DACA recipients, they are people that never committed a crime. They were brought up by their parents as little kids. Like I say, I always give the example. If I take my 7-year-old child, put her in the car and drive to Madison, she has no choice but to come with me. So they didn't commit a crime. They've only known this country as a country. So what we need to do is really start really focusing on what we need. Make sure that we are providing a way for those that earn it and have deserved it, regardless of the fact that they one time came illegally. You know, we have the parole system, the police system in the United States. People commit crimes, and then you negotiate to work it down and make it better for everybody. We could do the same thing in immigration and make sure that we focus our resources as little as they are in stopping what we need to stop at the border. And overall, because, again, remember, the bigger number of people that are here illegally didn't just come to the border. They flew in. But, of course, the visual of the border is what they like to show, you know, because it's a lot easier than just having a camera running at the airport. You don't know what's coming in. Right. So we need to get to the middle. We need to really encourage and support members of both the Democratic side and the Republican side that are really trying to do something positive and not just catering to the extremes of their parties. That's what we need to do, because otherwise we're never going to get nowhere.
Again, we're talking to Tony Gonzalez, American Hispanic Association, here on Up North News Radio on Civic Media. Something else you've talked about within the bills you've been working on is the incredible vetting that is done in terms of the background checks and basically combing through every aspect of the lives that of the people that are either to be put on the police force or along those lines as well. And I think people need to understand how far they're willing to go in order to be part of, I guess you can call it the American dream, a part of the American society. And do you find that, how would I put this, that that's enough for some of the folks that seem to push back on any kind of changes that would lead to whether it's more immigrants on police forces or just general immigration changes? Because it does feel like a lot of people are bending over backwards to try to make it work, and yet there are others that doesn't really matter to them. Do you find that this matters to the people you're talking to?
It matters. I have had the fortune of talking to many people, and mostly on the more conservative side, about, you know, who DACA recipients are. And, you know, I'll quote Representative Mako from the Green Bay area. He's the author on the assembly side of the bill, and he's a Republican. And he tells, I'm sold. I know that these are good people. I know that they go through more rigorous overlook than any U.S. citizen were. You know, a matter of fact, for equal opportunity as far as work, people that would get vetted that way, they'd probably complain saying, hey, what's going on? Why am I being so scrutinized? You know, DACAs are willing to go to this. They're willing to show what their worth is, and they have no problem with it. So obviously also, you know, it's so confusing that the whole immigration package is given to all of us like a big old bundle. You know, and obviously people don't know the difference between the different statuses with an asylum seeker or a DACA person or a refugee. And that needs to be broke down and understood, so we know better who is and why they are coming, and also what they are willing to do to become a U.S. citizen. And so, that's been a very important factor. And people change minds. But on the other hand, there are some that just really, to me, it's pure hate and pure narrative and pure stupidity, really, to really vet out every single one that America is only for Americans. Right. You know, we know that that's not the way it is, and that's not what built this country.
One line you just said when you were talking to one of the representatives, that he said, these are good people. That's important to have that said, because I think a major part of the problem has been those that have said these are not good people, that somehow they're all criminals, which is so wrong. To have some people, I would call them courageous people on the right, to tell the truth that, yes, there are bad people all over. You know, there's no perfect people, but the great majority of those that are looking for a better life for themselves and their families, they are good people. And that needs to be said more often, doesn't it?
It needs to be said. And like I said, that's the problem that we had some years ago when, you know, unfortunately in America, if I speak Spanish, I don't speak Spanish. I speak Mexican. Everything from south of the border on down is Mexico. So when things got said, they included every single one of us all the way to Patagonia. All right. That every Hispanic was bad. Well, that was a terrible way to put things, and it's never been clarified. Is there bad people? Are there concerns currently? Yeah, there are concerns. We got people that are coming that we wish to weren't here. The very own Hispanic community here understands and sees that and would like something to be done that is more fair. But yeah, it needs to be said that, I mean, if people wake up, open their eyes, and just walk onto the farms and understand, like through COVID, who were the essential workers that stayed on the fields and worked and put food over the table, they'll understand these are good people, people that have values that are very similar to American values, and want to be and contribute and be a part of the fiber of the society.
And we need them. I think you said it again, for the things that we need for all Wisconsinites and all Americans, we need a robust immigration policy. And also we need these people that want to be here, that want to be part of what we're building within our state.
And very important to say there, Chad, that want to be here and want to take on the American way of life. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that one loses your identity. You know me for years. Many people know me for years. And many people know that my origins are Colombian. And I tell you about my culture, I show you about my culture. But when we're out, everybody together, we all live as Americans. There's not one flag, but the U.S. red, white, and blue that covers all of us. I don't separate from that. My culture and everything is separate from that, but that's a gift that I bring and anybody else brings for the riches of America.
And I guess finally, in our last couple of minutes, I'm going to go back, kind of circle back to where I started with you. The idea of getting things accomplished. I started the show this morning talking about no's, about how yesterday Devin Lemahieu said no to the medical marijuana bill that Republicans have put out, no to counting absentee early ballots in Milwaukee, nothing in terms of, after, again, multiple shooting incidents in our country, nothing gets done. Getting things done for you is so vitally important. What piece of advice would you give to others who are trying to make positive change that maybe you found out in your dealings with folks on both sides of the aisle?
You know, I took a class some time ago on negotiating and settling disputes between the people and everything. And they always said that the best resolution is when both sides come out a little dissatisfied, you know, because we have to meet in the middle. We have to understand that no one should or will get everything their way. And we have to respect each other, understand that we may have our differences, but we're still human beings, and this is all for the benefit of our country. So that's what we need to do. We need to meet in the middle.
That was my discussion with Tony Gonzalez yesterday on Up North News Radio. Again, always great to talk to Tony and get the information from a man that really does talk to all sides and does try to move that rock slightly up the hill every day. The time is 8:49. More to come here on this Tuesday morning. Sun is starting to peek through. Temperature knocking on the door of 30 degrees in downtown Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes on Bolt Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. The Central Wisconsin Storm hockey team looks to move one step closer towards the state tournament. The Storm will play host to Hayward in a sectional semifinal. Hear all the exciting action on Bolt Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at boltfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. Storm Hockey on Bolt Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Menke Automotive, Shine Chiropractic, and Picks and Pieces. It's the Central Wisconsin Storm versus Hayward in a girls' hockey sectional semifinal. Tuesday, starting with pregame show at 6:50 on Bolt Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, boltfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. At home show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:52, partly cloudy, mostly cloudy skies here in Wausau, 29 degrees is the temperature. And one of the big schisms in our world these days is the so-called battle between woke and anti-woke. And I proudly call myself woke.
Me but, too. I have a bumper sticker on the back of my car that actually has the definition of woke for people who don't know what it means.
What is the definition of woke? Because I know it, but I want you to share it with us.
Oh, I don't know off the top of my head, though.
But read your bumper sticker, Ian.
Yeah, I know. It's just... Let me see if I can look it up, because I'm pretty sure I can find a definition of it.
But I tell you.
Woke is, it means that you are alert to racial prejudice and a discrimination. It's supposed to have a broader awareness of social inequalities such as racial injustice, sexism, and LGBTQ rights. So it's very you know, everybody's talking about how you know it's all about the woke. It's like, do people even know what woke means? Did you actually look up the definition?
That is so true.
Do you not just like the word because it sounds bad?
Jeez. There's a story on dailycoast.com, and I have to almost chuckle. And I shouldn't, but maybe a little chuckle here. Because there's a right-wing Canadian family of eight that decided they had just enough of the gay people existing in Canada. This patriarch of the this right-wing Canadian family said, "We didn't feel safe for our children there in the future anymore. There's a lot of left-wing ideology, LGBTQ, trans, just a lot of things that we don't agree with that they teach there now. And we wanted to get away from that for our children." Okay. So where do you think that a family such as that would want to go off to? Where do you think that they would feel safe getting away from this woke paradise that apparently was Canada? Well, I'm going to tell you. Russia.
Oh, exactly.
So they decided that we're going to move lock, stock, and barrel to Russia. So mom and dad sold everything they had to move to sunny Russia to raise their kids in Orthodox values. They also gladly took donations on their social media platform from fellow right-wingers so they could live in Putin's wonderland.
Oh, geez.
They did all of this just 3 weeks ago. And Russian officials assured them they would work with them to get them established and even help them get a farm. So they would live happily ever after. Except they haven't.
Oh, boy.
First off, the Russian bank where they moved their funds immediately froze their assets. The amount of money seems suspicious, as I guess it would, since most Russians outside of Putin's circle are dirt poor. As a result, the family doesn't have money to live on. And those nice Russian officials disappeared. Since no one in the family speaks Russian, they've had a bear of a time trying to argue for their money, since Russia does not require any bank or any business to hire English translators.
Oh,
in the meantime, they've discovered that Russia is a pretty darn miserable place to be right now. In fact, a Russian reporter interviewed the mom, likely for a story on how the corrupt liberal West was forcing Christians to flee to Mother Russia to the warm embrace of Vladimir Putin, but the mom forgot where she was and instead spoke her mind.
Oh,
she
no.
said, "I'm very disappointed in this country at this point. I'm ready to jump on a plane and get out of here. We've hit the first snag where you have to engage logic in this country, and it's very, very frustrating." Ooh, boy, they don't like being insulted over in Russia, do they?
That's not good.
Basically, the whole press is about it's about freedom to appraise Putin, not really freedom of the press.
Ugh.
And the idea is that what an idiot! I'm sorry. This is idiot. Obviously,
this is idiotic.
The thing about it is, it's a wealthy family that lives in Canada. So obviously, the country was doing pretty well for them.
Oh yeah,
but boy. They cannot have any of this evil woke ideology, or else it's going to poison the kids in the family. These people that think that Russia is this anti-woke wonderland better wake up and smell the coffee. I mean, it is a corrupt, it is a repressive country to live in. If you really enjoy freedoms, going to Russia is not the place to go.
No, it's not.
A complete idiot. And I feel for the family, the kids, that this family decided to move to Russia. And again, that was on Daily Coast. And again, all these Russia apologists, such as Tucker Carlson and Ron Johnson and Donald Trump and the others, people better wise up and start to realize that this is not this wonderful place that is bringing the right values to the world. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, it is not. And people like Johnson better stop their cheerleading for Putin in Russia before people start making these mistakes.
Yeah.
Coming up, top of the hour information update. We'll get news, weather, and sports, and then back with hour number two of the program. Glad you could join us on this Tuesday. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Schultz, Old Falls Radio 98.9 at 1230.